This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Big Bear Mark, and this is a podcast of the woods from Joy 94.9, and it's about bear stuff. Yeah, you know, bear stuff.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof,
Grr.
Woof, Grr, indeed. This is the Disney Princess Cam, and I'm in the woods, of course. It's Thursday evening. What else would you be doing in this time of the night except listening to the most amazing program on Joy to date? Not modest at all. But in the studio this evening with me, I've got a posse. I have a posse of people in my studio.
Would you call it a coven of bears? What's the
sleuth?
It's a sleuth, yep. A collection of bears.
Sleuth.
So we've got a sleuth of
something.
Bears.
It's sloth or sleuth or something. I don't know. Pronunciation's not my thing.
Pronunciation, actually.
I'm biased. Point taken. Exactly my point.
The
Hello.
Queen's English.
Exactly.
Needless to say, James is in the house.
Yes, we have got James in the house, and he's not touching the buttons tonight.
I got forbidden because last week I screwed up and
what?
Last week, remember, I played the intro and then turned it off straight away.
Was
it was so funny.
Good job.
That's what you get for having a break.
Good job.
Don't disappear. That's my advice.
The person touching the buttons tonight, and let's hope he doesn't stuff it up.
No,
I'm
under pressure.
Skinny legend himself.
Hey,
it's Sean.
Evening all.
The gorgeous trapeze artist of our very own.
I did hear you show the video last week.
Absolutely. Well, I didn't. No, we kind of talked about that. We saw it, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yes.
And
thank you.
He's just he's nothing like us. This one's actually got body and a bit of like, he can jump off things. And
he could actually be in Cirque du Soleil, couldn't
right,
he? He's
right.
Got that fitness. He's got the look. He's got the camp moves.
That'd be nice.
But guys, stop talking because we are in the studio alone this evening.
Are we being rude?
We are
being extremely rude to our lovely guest who has just completed the Joy Radio training course. And it's Kevin. How are you, mate?
I'm doing well. Thank you for welcoming back to the woods.
It's great to have you in here. And look, how have you enjoyed last week's sort of show? Was it interesting sort of eyesight to what it's really like in the studio?
It was good fun trying to put together an hour's worth of radio between four of us.
Yep. That's every week. Look, it is every week, but at the same time, we all enjoy doing it, and it's a bit of fun.
Yes.
We all put our heads together, and it's like, right, what topics can we actually talk about?
Freudian slip. Freudian slip.
Oh, why was he looking at me? Why was he looking at me?
Maybe later.
I just want to correct you just a fraction, if you'll forgive me.
No.
Because you know I love you.
Oh.
Kevin's not just a guest. Kevin's our new intern.
Well, this is true.
He's our new boy. So we've transitioned our beautiful, slender, skinny legend Sean into a permanent role, and we've now got a new boy.
I didn't authorize that.
No, but that's what. See, I told you.
Yes.
You take nights off. We do things without you.
Look, I had to shave my chest, and I actually got a bit of razor burn, and she's a little bit prickly right now.
Really good radio. But
right,
that's okay.
Right.
Take your word for that, my friend. Take your word for that.
If you've seen it, I'll just flash them again. There you go. The girls are out to play.
Nah, doesn't do anything for me.
Nah.
So Kevin's our new boy. Kevin's our new intern, and he's going to.
How do we christen him?
Oh, is there a hazing?
Oh, you wish.
Don't ruin the surprise. Don't ruin it.
How'd you find... I was just about to call it Taste of Radio again. How'd you find radio training, Kevin? What was it like? How'd you enjoy it? Tell us.
It was pretty intense for the 8 weeks. There's lots more goes on than you give credit for when you're sitting at home listening to the magic box in the corner.
Yeah.
it's in depth. Like, it's even going as far as you can't say this, you can't defame you. This is the, like, the legalities.
My brain hurts with
it.
All that,
The media law section drains.
By the time you finish the media law section, you think, I'll just sit here and play a record.
I'm not trying to do this. Yeah. just play music.
Play another track.
Yeah,
make sure it doesn't offend anyone.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you said record, not vinyl. That really gives away the genre, the age group we're dealing with.
Thank you, James.
What are you talking about? Hashtag 1989.
I was going to say CD boy.
If it doesn't start with MP, he doesn't want to know.
Mm.
And it's not politics.
Oh my God. Okay, Kevin, I have to ask you, are you a dad joke person?
I'm a bona fide dad, so it comes with the territory.
Damn it. He's going to rival me.
Yeah.
He's going to challenge me.
I'm just going to say I'm screwed tonight. Between the three of you guys, I am completely utterly screwed. But look, it's...
There you go again. We're just wishful thinking.
We're just raising your genre, that's all.
We'll just sneak one in when you're not looking.
Oh, sounds like a good Friday night to me. It's a good Friday night, girls.
It's off to a great start. It's normally me that takes it to the gutter, Kevin, but thank you.
That's
a shared role from now on.
But Kevin, we've seen that James over the past week has actually finished Will and Grace. Are you a bit of Will and Grace fan?
I've not seen any of the new series, no, so I'm looking forward to James's insights.
Well, so on that note, James.
Yes.
Give us your rant, because we've got about 3 minutes left. You can keep it for the next 3 minutes.
It's please, fine. Not 3 minutes.
I won't. Seriously, there's not enough fucking material to go for 3 minutes. I was gutted. Oh. I had to say I was disappointed. It was not my... Anybody who reads my social media knows that I was really unhappy.
We know.
I didn't like the canned laughter. I thought the characters were crap. I thought the directing was really, really shabby. And it's become like, I talked about the fact that once upon a time when the series was new, Jack was the caricature, Karen was the caricature,
yes.
Will and Grace were their foils, you know, they were the straight characters. This current, whoever it is that's directing it, and I deliberately didn't look, because I didn't want to send them hate mail, but the person that's directing it has got them all being caricatures of themselves. I just wanted to slap Grace and knock her into the... Oh, that's probably not good radio, is it? But I was very unhappy. I was very unhappy with the characters and the way they were written and portrayed.
I've enjoyed it. But for me,
haven't seen it.
Will and Grace, over the part with the new episodes... It's been a bit of mindless TV.
Yeah.
You just put it on and I can sit on the laptop and do an email while watching it. But it's not one of those TV shows that you actually have to invest your time in watching it, because if you miss something, you're going to lose the whole plot of what's going on the next 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it.
It's no Broadchurch, for sure.
Right, and that's what I like about it, and it makes you laugh. I honestly haven't... I'm going to agree with you. I'm a bit disappointed how they're being portrayed.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's Will and Grace. It's no...
But it used to be clever. I mean, and when it's done well, it is clever. Right. And, you know, I know people talk about back in the day, their lack of political... When it was first out, there were lots of reasons not to be happy and to find the writing was, falling short politically. But then I kind of think not everything has to be about, not everything has to be about politics.
Right.
And it was funny, and Jack was well written, and Karen was well written, and Will and Grace were kind of okay. But now it's just, I'm disappointed. Is it coming across that I was disappointed?
Well, it is, but you've only had 2 minutes and 10 seconds, so I'm really disappointed in your actual review.
Well, there you go. But I could talk about Doctor Who, because we did mention that. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I got a dad joke in. Yeah. There's one from me.
Really? Are my dad jokes that bad?
Yeah, they really are, actually.
You don't listen to the podcast.
Look, talking of podcasts, we actually have got a new
really
podcaster.
Close.
Beautiful.
Carl.
And we are going to have some podcast up extremely soon. I'm being a little
His
bit...
His pronunciation this evening's fascinating.
I told you, it's going great tonight.
Have any wines have you had before you came in?
None, actually.
Oh, okay. No, not allowed.
No vinos.
Oh, no, it's true.
Not allowed.
Can understand, Kevin.
No, but we are going to...
I need to go.
Oh, come on, guys. We are heading up to Queensland right now.
Are we?
Yes, we're going to dial in and we're going to come back right after this break with Scotty Lovegrove, the Vice President of Briz Bears.
Ooh.
Because next week is their Northern Exposure. It's we're going to talk exposure. All things Ooh. Northern Exposure. You're on the woods on Joy 94.9. You are on the woods on Joy 94.9 with Disney Princess Cam, Skinny Legend, Silky Sean, Just James and Kevin. We need to find a name for Kevin.
We'll have to get the listeners to...
I reckon so too.
Send us a message with your suggestions for a name for Kevin.
Yes, 0427JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au.
Be as rude as you like.
Nightly.
It'd be,
Knightley
Kevin Knightley. Ooh, okay, that's been interesting.
Yeah, we'll talk to Lloyd about that.
Well, we are heading up to Queensland now. We've dialed through and look, apparently it's a bit rainy up there. We'll have to ask him himself. So, Scotty Lovegrove, how are you, my friend?
I am good, thank you. How are you all down there?
Look, it's better dead down here than up there, apparently. It is sun shining, it's shorts and T-shirts. It's amazing. What's it like having Brizzy at the moment?
Yeah, we can't say the same currently. We've had some tropical storms coming in, so it's been a bit wild and woolly up this way.
Yeah, I've got a few work colleagues who are based on Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast and Brisbane, and they said they've had blackouts like intermittently all day, and it's been pretty wild up there. So,
yeah, for sure.
Look,
Brizzy's been pretty good, but the Sunshine Coast got pretty badly hit, so hopefully that'll clear up over the next few days.
Well, I'm hoping so, because next week's on Thursday the 18th of October. It all starts for you guys again for another year. It's Northern Exposure 2018.
Correct, very much so. And our theme is tradie.
I was just looking at the website and I'm like, some of these photos of these guys is very, very woofy. extremely impressed with the photography and the guys of this year.
I don't understand this because you can tell they've got pulses from photographs.
I can.
They did at the time. They're standing.
Because I know a few of them, so I know they've actually got pulses. It's okay.
Oh, please, whatever.
But starting on Thursday, it's the opening event of Northern Exposure. It's a great chance to meet everyone.
The meet and greet, that's our introduction, and we get everyone chatting and talking. We have lots of food and lots of bevies and lots of bears, obviously, and we make a night of just meet and greet and get to know each other, particularly all the guys that are coming from interstate or overseas. We have a welcome party for sure.
And that's at the Jubilee Hotel, is that correct?
Yeah, it is, actually. We picked a different venue this year, so we're going to go down to the Jubilee. We've got a special space booked out there, and that should be a great night.
How are you spelling that meet in that greet?
well, no, that's to come pulses, later on.
So we're going we'll have an M-E-A-T.
Yeah. Woof, girl.
Goodness. Keep in your pants, please, there, James. I don't want to see it. So is it going to be like everything you've, like similar to what you've had previous years with the cabaret and the performance and that, or is it going completely different avenue this year?
No, look, we're going to really focus on just making sure that this time we're going to go with a bit of an atmosphere of Trivia Pursuit.
Nice.
And this is going to get a lot of discussion at the tables and a lot of interaction between the travellers and the guests throughout to our region. So we're looking for something that's a little less stage orientated and a little bit more focused on interaction between one another and getting to know each other for 4 days ahead.
Yeah, Trivial Pursuit can obviously, it can make or break people. I get very, very, very.
I had a cousin that used to throw pieces.
That's me. So you're pretty glad I'm not coming up this year, Scotty, because otherwise
pizza pie
everywhere. But heading on to
for you, mate, it would probably be about the level of conversation that you'd be able to engage with us, wouldn't it?
I'm a shy little lass. I'm a shy little lass, and I couldn't do that. No, never. But anyway, Friday. Let's move on to Friday because they've got to get onto there. Barefoot Bowls. Come on,
I was
actually representing the area in bowls when I was in school.
Oh, you mean like a
barefoot or bare pants? What was it?
Look,
I know him so well.
I had on my whites. It was not the right colour.
We go back a couple of years.
Bare at all.
Better than most, actually.
Oi, Scotty Lovegrove, quiet, please.
Oh, off air. We'll have some conversations with you off air.
Off air, Scotty. We want to know more.
No, not happening today.
Oh.
And then once the barefoot bowls is all done, you're going to be heading up to Underbear Construction Party. So,
yes,
it's going to be at the Sportsman Hotel again this year.
Look, it is at the Sportsman Hotel. The Sportsman Hotel in Brisbane is one of our long-lasting sponsors and a provider for a beacon in our community. So we love doing business with the Sportsman Hotel. We've been doing it for many, many years and hope to continue our good relationship. So, yes.
Great venue.
We certainly will be holding it downstairs in the Bunker Bar.
Yep.
That's very appropriate.
Now, under beer parties always have a very, very limited tickets.
Mm.
Yeah, have you got unfortunately, tickets left? We have capacity limitations, and it is the biggest bear event on the bear calendar and the sportsman calendar in Queensland. So if you're interested in coming up, you need to get your tickets online as soon as possible because online entries will always get priority over turning up at the door.
Absolutely. Mm. Now,
even if they're hot?
if they're really hot, they'll get the back door entry.
Surprise.
Back to the gutter.
Back to the gutter we go. Thanks,
Scotty. I'm going to have to apologise for these three. They're driving me nuts today. Let's just have a conversation, you and me.
You're bare nuts?
So, moving on to Saturday, it's going to be a pretty good day. Now, this one is a full-on day for you guys.
Yeah, it is.
Starting off with beer, bears and yoga.
Yeah, it's a new concept we're bringing into our Saturday event. So we're going to run with some bears and some beers and some yoga. We've got one of our bear community yoga instructors taking the class.
In what order? I assume the yoga's first before the beer?
No, it's during.
I'm going to go with the beer first.
Oh, my God.
To sort of have a
there'll be no downward dogs going on then, will there?
The downward dogs and the cobra pose and the happy babies that'll be everywhere. So
happy babies.
I'm just glad I'm not there because one of my old colleagues goes, Cam, just do this yoga pose. And I did and I nearly fell over. I'm hopeless. I have no stability in my upper body. It's just...
Only whilst spinning on heels.
Heels, done. No problems at all. Absolutely no problems at all. Mind you, I did kick mine off last week, but that's another story. But it's I do love going to Brisbane, and I'm really upset I'm not going this year, unfortunately. You won't be able to have me up there.
We will miss you.
I am one to be missed,
especially
I can tell you that.
Especially doing yoga and beers.
I'm really intrigued. I'm gonna miss that because I don't do beers, but the yoga would be so much fun. And a group of men who
are nude?
Just gonna have a lot of fun, and that's all I can say.
I was waiting for the nude question. No, no. It's
not
nude. Suddenly Sean's level of interest
dropped plummeted.
Sorry, Scott, we're talking over you a lot. What was that?
I just said, look, it's not nude, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of nude activities for the rest of the week.
Yeah, of course there will be. Of course there will be.
Sean's level of interest suddenly shot back up again.
Well, it is followed by a pool party the same afternoon.
Yes, at the Spring Hill Bar. Is that the same place as last year, Scotty?
Yeah, very much so. It's an indoor bathhouse with an open roof, and it's a great venue. We'll put on a barbecue and some cold ice blocks, and obviously having the afternoon in the pool, relaxing with lots of flotation devices and bears in swimwear. So it should be fantastic.
It was raining last year. I remember having to walk from there back to my hotel, and people were just like, oh, I can't go out, it's raining. It's like, you're going to a pool party. It's going to be wet.
Yeah.
I love the way you call them flotation devices. I think everybody else calls them blow up dolls. I think.
No, last year they had flamingos.
We'll go with your theory. Yeah,
we had flamingos last year, and there was beds, and there was water, popsicles. There was everything. It was great times.
Yeah,
And then there was an impromptu volleyball match. It got very, very violent. It was fantastic.
Is it very far from where the yoga was?
It did get violent, absolutely. And listen, we've got DJs also at all of these events too. So
amazing.
We'll have a DJ at the pool party and a DJ at the underwear buddy, of course. And so we've got some of Queensland's best DJs playing for us.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to go to a quick break and we're going to be back with Scotty again because we've got the big one coming up next. We'll talk after that after the break. But you're on the Woods on Joy 94.9. And if I can
make it to the middle of this tightrope. Hey, this is Matt Albert from San Francisco. Well, then you can find a way. You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. And if I can make
it to the middle of this tight rope. Oh, Maddie Alba, we love you. Just as much as we love Scotty Lovegrow from Breeze Bears. How are you, mate?
You're such a smooth talker, Cam.
I know, right? I know. I've got a great face for radio, too. It's fantastic.
Are you still single, mate? What's the go? Are you seeing anyone?
Oh, God, no. Look, I will give you a cloth words, babe. It's fine. That's fine. I'll have a conversation then.
So many rude things I could say about that, and I am so being a good boy. I am being a very good boy.
Why?
Be quiet down there, would you please?
What for?
No, to answer your question, Scotty, no, I am not seeing anyone at the moment. So I'm putting
there's a shameless plug on the radio.
Right. I was just gonna say,
what's the number to dial in?
Yeah, if you want to go on a date, just message 0427JOY949 and just make sure you say Disney Princess Cam, I need you, and I'll be sure to contact you later on. But
which costume would you like?
Minnie Mouse. Oh.
Make sure you got dressmaker as a skill, yeah?
Oh, look, I do. You know I make all my outfits, Scotty, and I was very proud that I made one on Saturday. It was cute as it was.
We're proud of
tits.
You too, babe.
Oh, look, I love you too.
I'm impressed. We've actually managed to get to 9:34 before drag was mentioned. That's got to be a first with Cam in the studio.
Look, I did actually mention it before that I kicked my heels off, but you didn't pick up on that because you weren't listening.
I was listening. I was biting my tongue with fury.
Of course. Anyway, Scotty, let's get back into Northern Exposure 2018.
Dive. And
yep.
The event that I love the most out of all of these bear weeks is the Mr. Bear competition. And this is on Saturday night. You've got Mr. Bear Queensland. How many competitors you got this year?
We've got five this year. So we've got five contenders to represent the Bris Bears moving forward into the year 2018-19. So, yes, very exciting lineup of young and middle-aged bears, which is very exciting. We've got some great diversity across our community.
What about the old ones? What about the old ones?
Oh, Dave, listen, we pull it up at middle-aged. We don't need to be called old. We just like middle-aged.
No, he does. He's got his Zimmer frame in the corner. It's okay.
Did you miss that one?
I did, completely.
Hey, babes, turn your hearing aid up. Turn it up.
I was just re-squaring my Zimmer frame.
He's putting the fresh tennis balls on the wheels. That's okay. But with the competition, that's at the Sportsman Hotel again?
Yes, it is, most definitely. So our big events are always at the Sporties.
Yep.
As I said, it's a great venue for us in our community, and they're great supporters of the bear community and the LGBTQI community in Queensland. So we try to give them as much business as we can back in return for their great sponsorship and their continued service. So, yeah, thank you for Sporties. Saturday night will be our competition. Again, we've got five amazing competitors that have braved the stage and will be standing up to be our next representative for the community. So it's probably one of the most exciting events, like you said, where we get to put them through their paces in three rounds with a couple of amazing judges and hopefully pick up with a winner at the end of the night who will take us forward into 2019 and then obviously compete down there in Melbourne at Southern Hibernation.
Yeah, in June. Mm. Now, one of the best events is the Mr. Bear. I love it for the reason that every state does it differently, their competition.
Yeah.
And Brisbane has a talent section, and it is amazing. Yeah. Last year, I remember one of the talent performers, and they're singing a song, and they literally only decided to do the competition like a couple of days before the actual competition. And it was epic, absolutely epic. Then you had Alex last year. His performance was... It was wild, to say the least. Like there was
your alley.
Liquids going everywhere. I'm going to say any more than that. I did get a bit wet.
It left very little to the imagination, put it that way. We let the bears have as much scope with that as they possibly want to showcase off who they are. Yes.
As they can get away with without being arrested. Is that what you're saying?
to a certain extent. We're pretty lucky down here. We've got a nice private public, nice private venue. So we're pretty excluded, but obviously we're very mindful of our P's and Q's. But we let the boys have a great night and make the most of it. So yes,
that's exactly it.
That's what it's about.
After that, you're going to party throughout the night and continue on and having a great, good old time. But then Sunday, you're going to want to recover. Recovery on Sunday. What's going on there?
Yeah, I think it's pretty important. We've got two big events. We've got firstly food with the an all-you-can-eat yum cha. So we put that on for the bears so they get a nice feed for the day. Because I think after a big night out or double nights out because you've got Friday and Saturday.
Can I just say to Scotty quickly that on the website it says Beer Smoko and literally there is five words or six words below it. All-you-can-eat yum cha. Nothing else to describe the event. Literally, all-you-can-eat yum cha. That's going to sell it to the bears. That's sold it. They're there, like fat kids on cupcakes. They're on it.
What else is needed?
Exactly.
And look, who doesn't love a good yum cha? So we've picked the best in Brisbane, and we're going to go to the Suncroft restaurant, and they're going to put on a great little feast for the Bears the first thing in the morning. Well, 11 o'clock anyway, so we'll let them have a sleep in, and then we'll get them out of bed.
Awesome.
Now, the next best event that I love of next is the actual the chill out. It's the wind up. It gives you guys the community to actually have a let your hair down, even though you haven't got much hair. Let's go to Love Grove. But anyway. So do I. Wow. So we're in the same boat. It's okay.
All dates are off.
Let me just grab the tissues. I just need a moment to regather my thoughts again.
Oh, look, you're hot, babe. It's okay.
But not via your follicles.
But it's the best it's the best event to sort of just chill out and as the name suggests, but it's also a chance to sort of see all the people you've met over the past few days. And you can sort of just catch up. And interstate and international is huge for Brisbane. So there's a lot of people who can sort of...
I love the way it's called Tools Down, when actually chances are it'll be the last opportunity people get to get their hands on tools.
Well, it's not. It's actually it's a respectable venue, unlike your house, Sean.
It's just the Brunnies week. It's just the Brunswick Hotel, which is another very big supporter for us. And each year we've had the chill out, and it's been very popular for a while. We go to the beer garden there. We have another DJ and a very good entertainer from Phoenix, Daryl, and he'll be there.
I was going to say, it has to be Daryl, doesn't it? He's like, that's tradition.
It is tradition. And it's the one event we couldn't possibly change, like Under Bear. We couldn't change those two events on our calendar because they're so popular. So it's a great afternoon just to wind, relax, and obviously swap numbers and catch up and say goodbyes and all of those things. And we try to put that on because most people catch the late flight home. So we try to keep them busy until then.
That's it. I've seen many, many suitcases roll in that afternoon and then they roll out like staggered times.
Yeah.
You should offer a transfer service from the Brunswick through to the airport. You make a lot of money out of that too. But anyway, so that's going to wrap up next for 2018. So people still get tickets? Is there many
If they go online, just hit the website brisbears.org.au, and that'll have all the links that you need to go to purchase the tickets either collectively for platinum and gold or selectively for a particular event. So welcome to everyone interstate, particularly our southern brothers, brother bears. We would love to see you up here for us, to join us up here for the long, sunny days of Queensland and some amazing events that the Bris Bears are running for Northern Exposure.
Yeah, no, it's a great event. I do absolutely love it.
I'm really looking forward to seeing your entry for Southern Hibernation. There's been some really hot bears coming. I think you were one of them one year, weren't you, Scott?
I
remember rightly, Mark and I had a night that we were perving crazily over you in your white underwear, as I recall.
What was that night?
Oh, that doesn't sound like me at all.
It doesn't sound like them either.
I'm not comfortable in my underwear at all.
You certainly look pretty comfortable from where I was looking. Hey, before we move on, I just want to have a quick question with you, Scott. What would be, in your opinion, what would be the best thing about being a bear in Queensland?
No clothes.
Look, I would have to
say... I said this Scott's opinion, not yours, Cam.
There's a real brotherhood for like-minded males within the bear community. You know, people have a particular desire, fetish or kink that they like, and they can share that with like-minded groups. But I find the brethren in the bear community, and I know it's a hard one for people who are particularly not particularly confident with meeting people. And we do very hard work to try and make sure that there's a lot of interaction with our community to make sure that new people to our groups and our social clubs feel very welcome. So for me, the bear community in Queensland is very much an accepting, diverse group of bears that work hard to really treat each other as equals and with acceptance. And I know that that's the standard phrase that comes out of people's mouths for moving forward in the future. But I find with the Brizzy Bears that, you know, being a man who was married once and had issues being accepting of who he was and those sort of things, the very first community that I had interaction was the Brizzy Bears. And I fell in love with the community. They're just so embracing, so understanding.
the majority of them have a lot of time for each other, and that's what I find is that not just do we meet for our events on the second or the third Saturdays of each month, but we like to do social club activities outside and beyond that, so we actually form really solid friendships out of it. So that's my favourite part of
that. Sounds awesome. Good answer, Scott. Will you accept this rose?
I will accept the rose, and I will be catching the next flight down to commit to you in the ceremony.
Look, he was sucking at his rosebud, but anyway, let's not go there.
Oh, I don't want to hear about his flowers.
Look, I work at the Sporties as a barman, so you know, if you're ever passing through Brisbane, please come and say hello at the Sporties Hotel. I'm generally on the club bar, and we would love to have your company and your friendship and extend our relationships, obviously, with Melbourne and Sydney and all the other states, because I think that we need to become stronger and bind together, and that comes from just saying hello and starting to chat to people and getting to know their story.
Yeah, just absolutely. Look for the one who's got either the least amount of clothes on or the one whose muscles are bulging out of his clothes. That's
now I thought you were talking about me.
Yeah,
I thought you were giving Scotty advice for looking for me.
Anyway, Scotty Lovegrove, thank you so much for your time this evening. Really, really appreciate it. That's right. If you do want to get up to Northern Exposure, it is not too late. You can jump onto the Briz Bears webpage, which is brisbears.org.au. You can click on the links. I'm going with the wrong words today, aren't I? Click on the links to Northern Exposure, and ticket sales are available. And as Scotty said, it will be preference to people who have got online tickets and not door sales. Scotty, one more time, thank you so much for your time.
Bye, Scott.
Love you guys.
Good luck for next week.
Next time I'm down in Melbourne.
Sounds great.
Happy hibernation.
See you soon.
You're on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all The Woods has to offer. Listen to The Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
I was like,
who's going to get who? Who's going to get who?
We talked about this last week, and Robbie shared the story of why that became so funny.
I missed it.
Poor Mark.
Do you remember that we Robbie and I one night, we had the wrestlers in?
No.
And Robbie and I, one of the wrestlers was busy banging on, like trying to sort his microphone out, and was banging on the desk, which cracked Robbie and I up, and we both got sidetracked. And when the bit came in, Mark did it by himself, which cracked us all up.
Love it.
It's probably not good radio, but it was it was fucking funny.
After all, you are on The Woods on 24.9, and I am Disney Princess Cam. We've got Silky Sean.
Hi, hi.
Just James, and we've got a name. We have a name for Kevin.
Are you sure?
There's been suggestions.
We've had a couple of suggestions.
I like this one personally.
Let's go with the other one first, because I think Kryptonite Kevin has got something about it.
I think it's got a bit of value.
When I sit next to Kevin, I feel the heat coming off him.
Oh.
I know that, you know.
Is he a weakness?
I was waiting for
Is he a weakness or my weakness?
Your weakness, because he's Kryptonite, right?
Oh, my God.
I think you're taking
that. The one that I like is Kinky Kevin.
Kinky Kevin. But I think it's
the way you just said that was so seductive to us.
Well, it's true.
I noticed sting.
But also too, I think Kinky Kevin's a bit too light-handed. I kind of like Kryptonite.
Kevin's never light-handed.
No, yeah. That's
never
what
in
I mean.
A million years.
Yeah, it needs something more gusty than Kinky.
I'm going to put out to listeners, Kryptonite Kevin or Kinky Kevin. I like Kinky Kevin. What do you think?
Oh, I'll come up with your own. Okay, yes. Come up with your own if you'd like to think of something else.
Absolutely. 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au.
We will have lots of opportunities to get a name for Kevin.
Now, quickly, I want to just ask, did anyone catch the new TV show on Channel 7?
I almost never watch Channel 7, so go on.
Goodness me. It's the new singing one, All Together Now.
Oh, God, no.
It's actually really cool.
How do you get 100 people to stand up?
Right, yes.
Right.
Dolly Diamond or Michael Dalton is on
there. Put something in their tea.
Well,
they probably already had something in their tea, haven't they?
But there was a really, really amazing singer on there. Look, nothing was confirmed, but I'm going to assume that he may have been part of the LGBTI community.
Oh, dear. Are you making judgment calls on that one?
Look, it's when Michael Dalton goes, for once I actually felt butch. was the actual statement. And if that's saying something.
And if anybody doesn't know, the listeners don't know, yes. Michael Dalton is Dolly Diamond.
Dolly Diamond.
And beautiful, yes. feminine, gorgeous, absolutely. Talented.
And it was just, their performance was so powerful. Did Oklahoma.
Oh, my
and
God.
And so it's camp. Yes. It's out there. It's musical theatre. Mm. It's amazing. Mm. And I was like, you, mate, you have got talent, and I'm very, very jealous. Mm. And just the charisma, he just had confidence, was just out there and just gave it everything. Unfortunately, he didn't make it through.
But he didn't. How many people stood up?
89. 89?
89 out of 100.
Yeah, but the person who went first, she got like 95.
Ooh.
Yeah. The next person came and got 16. It was quite hilarious, actually.
Oh.
But this guy got like 89 and then moved on to the next person who ended up taking over. He got like 91. So just beat him. But it was, Oklahoma was fantastic. If you jump on YouTube and find it, it's worth your while.
It's a good segment that we're talking about reality TV right now, because I'm curious, have you guys seen the, and I've got no idea what channel it's on, but have you seen the new one coming up, The Blind Date?
What? No.
No.
So it's an old, it was definitely in England, it may have been in the States as well, but many States. Decades ago. No, it's called Blind Date, and basically what they do is they have, and I'm not going to explain this very well, but I think they have people on one side of a screen and they have conversations with somebody on the other side of a screen and they end up, they ask them questions.
Yes.
What was that game It was a game show.
Yes, go on. You're going to be testing your age now.
Was it Love Match?
Blind Date.
Is it Love Match?
Yes, Love Match.
Well, it's very.
I'm actually not as young as I say.
Well, it's very similar. Very similar.
I actually
similar
have
to
friends
that.
Who met on that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh no!
Amazing.
Heterosexual friends who got married. They met on that show.
Are they still together?
They are still together.
Wow, that's epic. I'm like on the edge of my seat right now. I've got the biggest Cheshire Cat smile. It's ridiculous.
So I'm interested though. Like, do you watch reality TV? What about you, Kevin? You watch reality TV?
Only home renovation TV.
Okay, so for you, it's
The Block.
The Block.
American home renovation TV.
Oh, aren't they great?
No, Netflix, no ads.
Yep.
No personalities.
Yep.
Just give me a tradie, preferably shirt off, and a home reno.
Look, okay.
I like them as well because they're so different. They've got a very, very different style to the Australian renovating shows.
Right.
And some of the things they do, you're like, really?
Why?
Like, why would you do that for? But then you see the end result and you're like, holy fuck, that's actually amazing. So it's like, it's very, very different, and especially someone who may have their own house. Those kind of stories are amazing to watch.
What about you, Sean? What's your favourite reality TV?
I'm not up for
Pilates
it, sorry.
At 6 o'clock in the morning.
No, at the moment there's a dreadful English program on late at night and X Island it's called, I think, or X.
And they're I've all, seen this before.
And they are all these dirty, trashy English that...
Oi, just careful.
Potty mouths and dreadful drama, and it's all about whose exes are coming into the house.
Right.
And it's a bit like Car Crash, can't help but look.
Yeah, there's another one called X on the Beach.
It's the same. I think it's the same thing. It's shocking.
X on the Beach is amazing.
Well, I don't watch any reality TV. I hate food shows. I don't do buildings. But what I do, and I love, and you'll probably work out why, is I love The Bachelorette.
Oh, my God.
Why do I love The Bachelorette? I don't.
Good question.
I'm not addicted to it. I don't have to watch it.
Be honest
here.
It's a friend zone.
It's completely about the boys. I've got no interest in The Bachelor because who wants to watch all those girls scratching each other's eyes out? That's like, I could come here and watch you guys and do that with you guys.
Ooh.
Ease up, Tebo.
But no, the Bachelorette does get me because not only do I like the idea that there's all these men hankering after this one person.
My idea
of heaven. And also, I kind of like watching the way, like, the girls get bitchy and nasty and scratch each other's eyes out, but the guys are just as horrible. I just think it's really... I actually think the programs are an absolute kind of poor, sad reflection on, you know, what we call entertainment.
However, I just like
eye candy.
It's not entertaining, it's just drama.
I just like eye candy.
We know that. We know that. But it's amazing because reality TV shows everyone's got one. Everyone's got one of them that is their weakness that they love to watch religiously, and it's about that mindless. It's taking you away from your everyday, your busy
escapism.
Life, right? And it's so good to do.
Why?
Because I need it sometimes.
Oh, is your life that bad?
Oh yeah.
Oh dear.
But anywho,
yes.
You are on the woods on Joy 4.9. It's been a great show this evening. We've been to Brisbane, we've been back, we've been in the studio, we've been talking about everything.
We have.
So next week we'll be back with another amazing show. But don't forget, if you want to get some more bear action, you can listen
Brekkie
in
Bears.
On Brekkie Bears on Monday morning at 6:30, bright and early bushy-tailed. But apart from that, it's been lovely having you in the studio, Kevin. We'll see
Welcome
more of you.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, we've got things planned for you.
That hazing's got to come.
There's always things planned. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, James.
Pleasure. It's lovely having you back, Cam.
Sean hasn't stuffed the panel today, which has been great.
Fantastic. We've still got a minute to go.
No, we don't.
No, we don't, because we're going out now.
Yes.
You've been in the woods.
Wolf.
Hey, Big Bear Mark here again. That was a podcast of the woods. If you enjoyed it, why don't you subscribe at your local podcast provider, whoever that is. Hope you enjoyed.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.